Jeremy Affeld has joined us here on Sports Byline USA. I've always been interested in the blending of personalities and talents, and I don't know how they do it in professional sports. You've been around baseball for a long period of time. What are your thoughts on the capabilities and really getting the most out of players at the right time, Jeremy?
Well, you know, like we said earlier, I think it comes with the captain of the ship. I think Bochy does a real good job of understanding personalities, and he might not necessarily agree, or he might not necessarily play a certain way, but he says, hey, this is how this guy succeeds. I've got to treat him accordingly. And some guys, you know, in baseball, some guys don't like to put up with it, different scenarios and different personalities. But you see a manager like Bruce understanding how guys work and how they tick, and he talks to them certain ways. And so he knows when some guys need to have a little bit of a pull into the office scenario. He knows when he just has to walk by somebody. Sometimes, like, he's even done it to me a couple times. He just texts me one night after a game, say, hey, how you feeling? Let me know if you're hanging a little bit. Because he knows I don't like to necessarily be questioned a little bit how my arm feels. Or I don't like getting pulled in or being asked in front of people. I'd rather him, you know, hey, shoot me a text real quick. Just ask me how I'm feeling. I'll let you know. You know, or if I got to be there early, you'll see me early. I'll talk to you. I'll chat with you. I just don't, once the guys start coming in there, I don't like to do the one-on-one meetings. And he also understands, like, I don't like to be, you know, a lot of times I don't like mound visits. It's, if you're going to come out, then just come get me. You know, I have enough time. I can figure it out. And if I don't have it that day, I don't have it. And, you know, he does really, really well with that. And there's a lot of different personalities, and you got to understand that, what guys laugh at certain things, who you can joke with, who you can't. And over the course of the year, you figure that out. And I think that's also why it's huge, keeping guys together for a long time, is keeping that consistent team together, because we know each other, we know how we function, and we'll be better in the end.
The saying in horse racing is different horses for different courses. And when it comes to baseball, the horse that the Giants rode in the 2014 World Series was Madison Bumgarner. And you've seen a lot of personalities of pitchers over the course of the years. And I don't know quite how to describe his, but he seems to be very compact in the way he approaches his life as well as his pitching. Am I correct in that observation?
Yeah, you know, he's a Southern boy from a small town, you know, and he likes to keep things simple. He's not, you know, he talks, but he doesn't talk too much, and he still likes, he grew up to me, that backwoods guy is strong, he's farm strong, and he loves horses and rodeos, and he likes all those things, right? I think he just tries not to make it, you know, too difficult, but he goes into every start with full confidence, believing he's the best. And he almost takes on a team like he would, you know, rope a cow, man. It's almost like he's like, I'm going to figure out a way to take you down, and I'm going to compete, and I'm going to go all out, and I'm not going to give in, and I'm not going to be afraid of anybody. And I think that to me is it is his personality. He's fearless. And you saw it when he came up at 20 years of age throwing, you know, 8 scoreless in game 4 of the World Series in 2010, man. He just has always had that, I'm not going to be afraid of anybody. I'm not going to back down. And if you beat me, I'll tip my hat. But I fully expect to beat you today. And I think that's what's awesome about him.
Jeremy, how hard is it to take different cultures? Because you have a lot of Hispanic players on the team, and also somebody with a personality like a Hunter Pence and somebody like a Pablo Sandoval, and get it to do everything that you need to do in order to win a championship?
Well, I think it's just, you've got to be open-minded. You know, you've got to, and I think the minor leagues are key for that. And I think that's why, you know, we're one of the few sports that has the minor leagues, right? So, and I think we do that for that reason. Hey, you're about to get put in from college or high school into a culture where you're going to have people from different countries. You got Asia, you got South America, you've got Dominican, you have Puerto Rico, you've got all these different areas, and they come from different cultures, they do things differently, and you have to learn to get along. And that is something that I think is learned in the minor leagues. And when you get up to the big leagues, there's no different. You're going to have different cultures from different countries. You're going to have to learn to get along. Some guys can speak, some of the Latin guys speak good English, some of them don't, some of them don't speak any English. And you've got to learn to communicate and be around each other and understand their culture, how they do life. And if you're uncomfortable at times with it, then you don't have to hang around, you know. So, you know, like, there's a lot of times just loud music. Some guys don't like loud music. Well, but the Latin culture, they play loud music. They like to dance a little bit. And so you've got to be okay with it. And they make clubhouses nowadays big enough where if you need to kind of get your space away from situations, you can. But when you cross the lines there is no country, there is no culture. You are a baseball player, and we have to do whatever we have to do to win the game. So everybody has their strengths, and everybody has their weaknesses. And over the course of the year, and over the course of time, if you have the same team, you know the strengths and weaknesses of your players, and guys play accordingly. A three-hole hitter is not going to be, he is not going to try to necessarily be the best leadoff hitter. You know, a leadoff hitter can't try to hit a three-run homer with nobody on. You know, you have to try to, you got to know what guys do what well, and you play accordingly. And defensively, it's the same thing. You know, you got to know who has a good arm, who doesn't, and all that stuff. So I think for me, just that open-mindedness, that ability to adjust, that ability to understand that not everybody thinks the same, but we have one common goal, and that's to wear a ring at the end of the year. And I think that that's what this team has done very, very well, is adjust to each other, and we play for that one common goal.
I would think also, Jeremy, that the sense of success with the three world championships, particularly for Jeremy Affeldt, is really, really deep, because you reflected on your tenure with the Royals, which was, you know, you had a lot of injuries and you were up and down and everything. And you said, I was pretty frustrated. I wanted to quit. I didn't want to go to the ballpark. I was just failing a lot. I was getting hurt. I didn't understand my role. I bounced around and I just didn't enjoy the game. Now, let's go fast forward. In the postseason, you pitched in 11 games. You allowed just 5 hits, no runs over 11 and two-thirds innings. And through 3 postseasons with the Giants, you have recorded 22 consecutive scoreless innings. And that's a streak bettered only by Mario Rivera with 23. I'm assuming that that is something that touches you very deeply then.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, it's been, I didn't expect to be necessarily in the playoffs ever. You know, I've dreamed about being a World Series, but to be able to have the experience that I've had and to be in a situation to be able to do what I've done is very, very humbling. And I'm very thankful for it. It took my cleats, you know, just put in the Hall of Fame, and I didn't think I'd ever have anything in the Hall of Fame, you know, so, and they took those. And And my wife, you know, she saw it. You know, I was married in the minor leagues. So, you know, she saw growing up to the minor leagues. She saw my trials in Kansas City. She's the one that encouraged me to keep going after it. So for her to be at that game at game 7, and I got the win, and I was a big part of bringing that ring home, there was a lot of emotion for her and I. And knowing that my all three of my boys now, they get world championship rings, all that stuff. Coming from a situation where I didn't even know if I'd make it 3 years, as frustrated as I was, you know, as a major league athlete, to be able to say that I persevered and stuck through it, I'm very thankful for my wife for the encouragement. And I, you know, I don't really, you know, wish it upon anybody what I went through early in my career, any other major league player, but I don't think I'd ever change it now if I think back, because it taught me how to be a man in the game. It taught me how to understand failure. It taught me how to understand how important it is to continue, you know, when you are failing, continue focus on what you're doing. And I really appreciate success. I really appreciate understanding what these three rings mean, because it's very hard to do and it's very hard to win at this level. And so I think all the way around, it was a very, very big situation for me to be in. And I'm very, very thankful I got to do it back in Kansas City, where everything started.
We got about 90 seconds left, and I know that families, when they get together, certain things happen that others don't see, the media or the fans or anything. Is there anything that still makes you smile and laugh out loud a little bit, Jeremy, about the whole experience?
I'll smile, and I even chuckle at just knowing how we won. I mean, 18 innings. I mean, are you kidding me? We won 18 innings. You don't even hardly see that in a regular season, let alone the playoffs, and it was a homer by Belt and Morse. I mean, didn't even get to be in the first round because he was hurt to hitting a tying home run in a huge game. And then Ishikawa, you know, leaving the Giants and bouncing around. We brought him back at the end and got to be on the playoff roster and hitting the game-winning homer to go to the World Series. I mean, I actually laugh at just all the different ways that we won. I mean, going into Pittsburgh, into their place, very loud. And Bumgarner throwing 9 innings after he told us. He literally told me, you don't need to put your cleats on. I got this. And I started laughing when he actually did it. You know, like, I mean, it was amazing. It's just the way we did it. It makes you laugh. It also shows you the perseverance of this team and how difficult it was to do what we did. But it does make me laugh sometimes just to know the different ways that we won this year.
How long can you enjoy something like this?
You know what? I'll probably enjoy it through Christmas. You know, January hits. Honestly, I treat it as it is. It's a new year. And I'm gonna, you know, we'll laugh about it, we'll talk about it, we'll enjoy it, we'll be happy for it. But man, when January 1st hits, 2014's over, and 2015 begins, and we realize how hard it is to even get back to the playoffs. We've never went back-to-back years to the playoffs, so we understand that there we have a difficult thing ahead of us, and I start focusing on getting my arm ready to throw for another 8 months, you know, and I think, so I think, and this, once December's over, 2015 starts, it's time to look forward to the 2015 and not live in the past a little bit.
Jeremy, I want to thank you very much for such insightful answers and also for your feelings so emotionally about the game that you love and you've played with great distinction. Thank you very much for joining us on Sports Byline.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Jeremy Affeldt, again, a relief pitcher for the San Francisco Giants, who has won 3 World Series championships, winning in 2010, 2012, and 2014. He also played for the Royals, the Rockies, and the Reds. We continue with more of you and America's sports talk show, Sports Byline.